We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now is Ike. We mentioned this before, and the offensive line has come in here and been consistently, really, week in and week out, opening up big holes for the running backs and protecting Carson Wentz, giving up just one sack yesterday. And a big part of that offensive line is their right tackle, Lane Johnson, and he joins us right now on the Swartz Cullerton guest line. Lane, Ike Reese, and John Marks, how you doing, man?
Doing good, man.
What's
up, Lano?
Congratulations, 10-1, and this is really a true team with both sides of the ball, offensive line, running back. What's it like? How does it feel after yesterday's win?
Oh, man, it's just a lot of fun. And, guys are playing well collectively. We're balancing offense, defenses, pitching shutouts, and special teams is doing more of the same. So just been a lot of fun.
When you look at the offensive line, Lane, and John is right, we don't typically talk about the O-line unless there's something wrong going on there. And I'm sure you guys pretty much appreciate that. You can go about your business, doing your job, going somewhat unnoticed. But you guys really have, as a unit, have been very impressive and have flown under the radar. I'm looking at least three guys that have played at a Pro Bowl level this year, if not even four. What has been the sort of secret to success for this line, even after losing you for one game and then losing Jason Peters for the rest of the season? What has allowed this line to be as successful as they have, blocking and pass protecting?
All right, Tyler, just being consistent, having the same guy in there for every game. And then the other guys, whenever Sam Malu went on and Jason Peters got injured, those guys have had reps, Big V and Wiz. So next guy up, mentality. And, man, the guys just been playing consistent. Good thing with Wiz, though, is he's played a lot of football, 80, 90 games. And so he helps Big V out. Late on something or anything like that, And other than that, man, it's just guys are taking a lot of pride in what they do, and it's just been easy.
Hey, Lane, talk about Carson Wentz, and we saw something special in him last year. I don't know if anybody expected him to make this kind of a jump year two. He looks like he's been in the league for many years. He's being talked about with some of the greats in the league right now, and I think justifiably so. How impressed have you been with what you've seen in year number two, and just how good is he out there?
Oh, man. He's able to make some just freakish-type plays with his legs. I mean, you saw some plays yesterday, just even more than what he made his rookie year. He has great field vision. His pocket mobility is exceptional. And, he's able to make throws in the ball consistently and just make them move well. He puts a lot of work in during the week, and it pays off for him on Sundays.
I'm looking at this running game, Lane. You got four running backs that can be a part of the equation when you throw Kenjon Barner into the equation with Clement and Ajayi here now, along with LeGarrette Blount. From a O-lineman's perspective, is there much difference in the running style, and does that affect particularly you? I mean, how you sort of block up certain plays. How does that work? Because most teams don't have this many rotating running backs.
Yeah, probably doesn't really change up how we block it, but we know that some plays suit one running back suit a certain running back there than others. It's been really balanced. One thing about whenever Jay came in is we learned how his football IQ is really high. When he came in, it didn't take him long to pick up on the protections and stuff like that. And was able to play week one and just consistently, playing a larger role. And LeGarrette is handling it really well. And we're all able to catch him out the backfield just making huge plays for us.
Hey, Lane, people are talking about your celebrations today. As good as you guys were yesterday, your celebrating was pretty good. Is that something? Are you the foreman of the offensive lineman as far as figuring out what you guys are going to do?
Oh, man, it's been the receiver. It's been on the scoop day. So, honestly, I'm going to just walk up there and, hey, what's going to happen? So we need to get our act together, to be honest with you.
So what are you going to do? The offensive line should be able to do something. So what do you think you guys would do?
I don't know. That's something you talk. During the week, we need to get some game plan so when we go out there, it's something that's going to make people laugh. We talked about the bowling thing on the sidelines during the game yesterday, so that's something we came up with. But during the week, I think we need to take bigger control of the situation.
See, I like that. Yo, skill position guys, man, they want to take control of the situation. They see, then they want to start doing things that necessarily the big old lineman can't do, right? So you got to make sure it's something you can. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The touchdowns and have all the fun. Hey, it's time for big boys to get there and put in some work, too.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Lane isn't your typical offensive lineman. I saw Carson was running downfield yesterday, and I saw Lane, you were running as fast as he is. We know that you're very athletic, but you're running down there in the open field right up there step for step with Carson. So,
sure he was, yeah.
I mean, that's a big reason. Hey, last thing I want to ask you about is Brandon Graham, because he has a show
coming
up here.
Hold on, real quick. I'm sorry. I almost shortchanged Lane. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Lane. Did I see a video of you on Twitter dancing? Was it at a wedding or something? You was breaking it down pretty good, man. You got some dance moves.
Yeah, I got low, man. I had to ice my knees after that. So,
yeah. I mean, Lane was out there dropping it like it was hot. Yeah, he was dropping it.
Do you know how to do the electric slide? If they would ask you to come out there, do you know how to do it?
Yeah, it wouldn't take me long. I'll tell you what, I get out there, I can pull some stuff out the back pocket real quick.
I'm telling you got to find this video of him dancing, man. I was impressed with it, bro. I'm telling you, for a big man, like he dropped it. He was. I don't even know what you was doing, actually. I just know it looked
it's
like
that footwork.
It didn't look awkward. I mean, put it that way. It looked like he knew what he was doing.
You stay at locker room long enough, you'll pick up on some stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon's coming up at 6 o'clock. He does an hourly show every Monday night. And yeah, one of the things he's talked about is how working with you kind of at practice and behind the scenes, kind of taking notes, he's picking your brain, you're picking his brain, being that you practice against each other or whatever. Brandon Graham has turned himself into one of the better defensive ends in this league, and he had another great game yesterday, and it just goes with the whole team and the whole defensive line. But Brandon has given you a lot of credit for his success, and he's just, that's the kind of player and that's the kind of team this is, just a very selfless team all around.
Yeah, one thing during the year, during pass pro drills, it'll be me and Brandon Brooks against Fletcher and BG, so we're all just two really good guys, Pro Bowl caliber guys every week, and we ask them a lot of questions. I think when we learn a lot more from defensive players than we do asking out the offensive players, trying to learn what they're doing, and they're asking the same thing. So it's just been a lot of fun having guys that are wanting the same thing and are working hard for it. And man, it's just being consistently getting better each week.
Lane, stay healthy. I can speak for Eagles fans out there that say that this is a team that we're all proud of, and we're all proud to kind of watch rise right before our eyes right here, and it's going to continue for many years. But stay healthy, continued success, and you got a couple game road trips, so it's going to be a tough couple games here. But we'll be back here rooting for you, Lane.
Yep, thank you. Yep, big week's coming up.
All right, Lano. Hey, out there in Seattle, stay away from the candy shops, man. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. We'll leave it at that.
There's more than candy in there, Lane.
Good luck, my brother.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, there he is, Lane Johnson. Coming back with...
Hey, that goes for everybody on this damn team. Stay away from the district.
It's legal, though.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.